The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Mary Byrne, Check Me Out is with me. Mary Byrne, good morning and
good
welcome.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you want to talk to us about your new show, but let's go back in time. How long is it since that X Factor?
2010. It's nearly 2010. 14 years.
Just goodness. Yeah. Like yesterday.
It feels like yesterday. That's the way it feels. And to still be here at 64 now, and I went on at 50. So, you know, it's a huge achievement for me.
And you look exactly the same as you did.
Oh.
The hair might be a slightly different colour.
The hair's a bit blonder now. They told me blondes have more fun, but I don't know, Pat. I don't know what's happening. I haven't had it yet.
Bring us back to why you decided to audition and how it went.
The funny thing was, I didn't decide to audition. I had just come back into the music business with my brother. I was doing the pubs. And a little competition came up called Nullig Number One on TG Car.
Nullig Number One.
Yes, and myself, my brother, went for it. He got knocked out in the first round and I went on to win the show. And my niece got this idea that I should go for the bigger ones.
Now, what was Nullig Number One all about? I mean, was it the idea?
Singing.
You'd have the Christmas Number One.
Yes,
the idea?
Yes, okay. I know. Well, I tell you, I have to say now, and I want the audience to relax and sit back in their seats when I tell them how many CDs that we actually downloaded.
Tell me.
19.
And you've more relations than that. That's the worry.
Definitely have. Not even my daughter went out and bought one. But anyway, so that was that. And then my niece kept going on about Britain's Got Talent. And I said no. And then she asked me about the X Factor. And I remember saying to her, because I had heard Simon Cowell say that if he'd never come back to Ireland again because there was no talent.
Yeah.
Right? So I used reverse psychology to get her off my back. I said, if he ever comes back to Ireland, I'll do it. 2 years later, he came back. And I had to do it. And that's basically how I went on.
But remind people of what you were working at the time.
I was working on a till in Tesco's and I was there for 11 years. And I loved the job and I loved everything about it. And I did the singing at the weekend with my brother.
Yeah.
So to just get up off a till and walk onto a big stage like that and to be given the opportunity I got, it was like a little fairy tale.
What did you sing?
I sang a song called I Who Have Nothing, which was
Shirley Bassey.
It was Shirley Bassey originally, but it was the song, the version I sang was Tom Jones because he had the bigger hit with it.
Okay.
So that's it.
So that's it. And then the rest was history.
The rest was history. I mean, to be honest with you, I was over in London for nearly 6 months through that whole thing. I mean, I did get to the semi-finals and got knocked out in the sing-off. I came home and they wanted me to come back and stay in England for 6 months to a year. And I didn't want to. I wanted to walk back here and I wanted to be with my daughter and my family. So that's how I ended up back here. I could have made a fortune probably over there in the bigger places, but this was where I was based. And I didn't go on the show to become a big superstar. I went on to prove to myself that I could actually sing.
But I'm sure, though, those early months after your elimination, when you became a household name, not just in this country, but over there.
Yeah.
I mean, the pickings should have been very good.
They were very good. And again, it was asking me to stay in England rather than to commute back and forth. And I didn't want to do that. And they didn't like the idea of me. Like, if they got a gig for me, I'd have to fly back over at the weekend and make sure I was there.
Yeah.
And that didn't suit me and it didn't suit them. So,
the Edith Piaf song, No Regrets. Do you sing that song, by the way?
I do, actually. No, I have no regrets, Pat. Honest to God. I mean, I was, as I said, an older woman going on the thing. I wasn't going on to be a young pop star or anything like that. And I just wanted recognition for myself. I wanted a platform that was higher and I got that. Thank God I got that.
Now, when you came back, how did it go? Or did you have to go back behind the checkout?
No, I never went back behind the checkout. I actually still got the odd gigs here and there. I was still under UK management. So for the first year, it was constant go, 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 go. And I did go back and forth the odd time to do particular shows over there, Loose Women, all that type of stuff. And then near the end of the first year, things kind of started to take a slow downturn. And I got asked to do Grease, the musical, to do Teen Angel. So I went and did that. It was my first ever time on stage pretending to be something else. And I loved it. And then the following year, got quieter again. And then I said, I have to do something about this. So I found a new management and we went out. And since then, that was 2012. Since then, I sang for the Queen. I opened for Neil Diamond. You know, I've sang with Cliff Richard. I've done it all on the cruises and the whole lot. I've met Tom Jones, my hero I met. So I've done so much and I've had four albums out, a double platinum, a gold album and two other albums that haven't got gold or silver yet.
There's
but
always
I've
time.
Done it. There's always time. Yeah.
Meeting Tom Jones, I mean, he's a bit slow on the pins now at this stage of his life, but the voice.
So am I.
But his voice is just
his voice
so
is
powerful
diamond.
And it's immaculate.
He's brilliant. And he's a lovely man. And he's just so, he's very like you. He just sit and yap to you. That's what he's like. He's just down to earth. And I have to say, I just cracking a joke, I just say, you know, I got a new knee done. And when I get the other one done, I throw one of them over him, whatever age he is.
I was wondering, did you have suitors chasing you when you were, you know, on telly all the time?
You got the odd one, yeah. Yeah, the odd one you got now and then. But look, you know, I've always been a free spirit and I've had my chances of getting married. I've been engaged twice and but it's just not for me. And to have a relationship that didn't want marriage would suit me better. And someone who lives in his own house and we can meet and have a good time and then he can say goodnight. I'll see you next week.
Is this going to be part of the narrative in your show?
It is part of it, yes. There's a lot of different things in the show. I have to say, I did never think that this was ever going to happen for me. I'm in my one-woman show where I get on the stage and I open my whole life up to the audience. And then I sing a few songs that in each section I have a song that means something to me from that section.
Okay.
There's sadness in it. I talk about deep depression. I talk about the loss of my parents, my birth, my daughter, the X Factor. It's just a whole variety of stuff, but it's all honest and raw. And the reaction I'm getting from the audience, Pat, is just unbelievable.
Now, you're so spontaneous. I'm wondering, do you have a script? I mean, was there a script or are you kind of...
There was a script. I mean...
Was.
well, I do stick to certain parts of it because I have to, because we have different sections.
Yeah.
Rob Murphy, who is the writer and director of it, he had me all doing all these different sections and he has me doing things in it that I'm quite... sometimes get a bit embarrassed with. But I do it because it makes the audience laugh and because it makes me feel...
What sort of things?
Know, oh, just when I'm talking about certain... you know, personal things about myself and I have to do a certain action. Okay. And it's a bit of fun. It's a bit of fun.
It's intriguing.
It is. And then with the script, yes, I will follow the lines that I have to get to the next section so that whoever's doing the queuing will know exactly where to come in. But I do go off script a lot and I do start to talk about things because I'm sitting there talking about a certain thing and all of a sudden I think, oh, and this happened. And then I go into that and I do see Rob and the rest of them all going,
where's she going?
God's sake, she's gone off her script. But no, I'll
but
get
you
straight
have to
back.
Get right back on eventually.
Definitely. And not only that, I have this thing, Eilish O'Carroll, when she did a one-woman show, I remember going to see it and she forgot where she was at one stage and she called out to God. And next of all, Marion, her partner, answered her back. I told you God was a woman. That's mine. I do that as well.
Okay.
So sometimes when I get lost, I will say, God, and my manager, Cathy, will be behind the stage and she'll say, give me the day. And I said, thank you, God. I knew God was a woman. Eilish O'Carroll was right.
Now, how big a crew does it take to tour you?
At the moment, that's just myself, my manager, the lighting guy and sound. That's it.
OK, and where can you be found?
Right at this point in time, tomorrow night, I'm in The Mermaid in Bray.
Yeah.
And it's nearly sold out, thank God. And next Saturday, I'm in the Moat Theatre in Nace, and that's nearly gone very well as well. The big one for me, and I mean, they're all big ones, but this is kind of a little special thing to my heart. I'm in the Olympia on the 20th.
Okay.
And it's finishing there for till next year. And I am just so nervous, so excited. And I just hope it
sells. Are there still some tickets available?
There's some tickets. Yeah, I think there's a good few tickets left.
Have you played the Olympia before?
I did when I did do a show there when I came out of the X Factor first. We're a 16-piece band and that nearly wrecked my head because I was so nervous. This time it's me on the stage, on my own.
It's a lovely stage and you're looking at a classic Victorian theatre.
It's one of the nicest theatres ever. And the other one, the one that reminds me of it is the Everyman in Cork. It's like a mini little Olympia. And I did that 3 weeks ago and it was beautiful. I do love the Olympia. It's part of our history. Yeah. You know, like the Gaiety, it's part of our history. And
well, I hope you pack them to the rafters.
I hope so too, Pat.
Absolutely. I used to go to the Olympia as a kid. We used to go to the gods.
Oh,
and
yes.
Sit on the steps at the very top.
Oh, God.
Anyway, Mary Byrne, Check Me Out, the show is called. And just to remind you of those dates, well, tomorrow night, the 10th of August in Bray in the Mermaid Arts Centre, the 17th of August in the Moat Theatre in Nace, and Tuesday, the big one, 20th of August at 3 Olympia in Dublin.
I just love your voice, Pat.
Thank you very much. I love yours. Mary, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Pat,
for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.